Now, boys and girls, last week we spoke a little about the Apostle Paul as we're moving through the Acts of the Apostles. And we said that Paul was very, very faithful in all his service that he made to the Lord his God, and also that he loved the Lord Jesus Christ with all his heart. And of course, it was his love to the Lord Jesus Christ that really moved him in all his service to the honor and the glory of God. Now, we finished off at that point, you remember, where Paul had gone into the house of that man called Philip, the evangelist. And the prophet came into that house, the man called Agabus. You remember how he took up Paul's belt, or Paul's girdle, as it's called in the Bible, and he bound himself with that belt, and he made a prophecy. He said, whoever owns this belt, this girdle, if they go to the city of Jerusalem, they're going to be bound by the leaders of the Jewish nation, and they're going to suffer. Now, he knew it was Paul's girdle, of course, and he was speaking about the Apostle Paul and what would happen to the Apostle Paul if he went up to the city of Jerusalem and went on preaching about Jesus Christ the Lord. When all the other people in the house heard those words, then they began to be very sorrowful. They began to weep, it says. And Paul turned to them and he said, what do you mean to weep and to break my heart? Now, you remember these words. He said, I am prepared not only to go to Jerusalem and suffer for Jesus, but I am prepared to suffer, to die for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that was something of the great love that Paul had towards the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was quite willing, if it was necessary, to die for the name of Jesus Christ the Savior. Well, as we said, all of those things, of course, were going to take place, but Paul was still determined to go to Jerusalem. And so to Jerusalem he eventually went, and as usual, he stood up, and without worrying really about anybody would think, he began to preach about Jesus Christ the Lord. He told the people how God had met him in the Damascus Road, how Jesus had appeared to him and told them that he was to go and preach the gospel. And then as he preached about how Christ had come into the world, had suffered and died and rose again from the dead, the people listened to him for a while. But then it came to that point where they didn't want to hear anything more about this Jesus the Savior. And so they rushed upon Paul, and they were ready to take Paul, drag him out of the city of Jerusalem, and stone him to death. The Roman soldiers, in fact, had to come to Paul's rescue, and they took him away out of the crowd, and they took him up into the prison house in the castle that was in Jerusalem at that time. Now, Paul was human, boys and girls, and I think we have to remember this. He served the Lord faithfully. He loved the Lord Jesus Christ with all his heart. But like everybody else, he was just a man. And sometimes he felt sorrowful. Sometimes he felt frightened. And it would seem that one of those periods where he was a bit frightened, a bit uncertain, came upon him when he was in the castle prison that night. Because we're told that very night that the Lord appeared to the Apostle Paul and he spoke to him and he told him not to fear. He said, because Paul, just as you've borne witness of me, just as you've spoken about me here in the city of Jerusalem, you're going to bear witness to me in the city of Rome itself. I'm sure Paul wondered what was happening, how all that was going to come about, that he was going to be taken from Jerusalem away to the faraway city of Rome. But God was going to bring all that to pass, and God was going to bring it to pass in a very strange way. The next day we're told in the Acts of the Apostles about a group of men. They were called the Sicarii. Now, they were called that because of the kind of daggers that they used. They were assassins. They were people who set out to kill other people. And there were 40 of these men, these Sicarii. And they all got together and they made a vow, the Bible tells us, that they would neither eat any food or drink any liquids until they had put the Apostle Paul to death. And they went to the leaders of the Jewish nation and they told them what they intended to do. And the leaders of the Jewish nation told them to go ahead. And so we're told how they said, right, we'll lie in wait. We'll look for our opportunity. We'll look for our chance to put the Apostle Paul to death. And then they began their plot so that they might be able to kill him. Now here's where the strange ways of God start to come about. There was a little boy. Now he was actually the nephew of the Apostle Paul. And you think that this little boy, he looked up into the face of the great Apostle Paul and he called him his Uncle Paul. And like other little boys, sometimes he heard things that, well, he shouldn't have heard. Little boys are, and little girls are like that as well. But he heard something or overheard something that was really to the good and to the glory of God. He heard these men making this plot. And when he heard that, that night when it was dark, he ran away to the castle where Paul was imprisoned. He asked if he could see his Uncle Paul, and he was led into the place, the cell where Paul was, and he told them everything that he had heard. Well, Paul then called the Roman soldier, and he said to the Roman soldier, "Take this little boy to your captain. He has something to tell him." And when he went to the captain, he told him everything that he had told Paul. Well, the captain of the Roman army, he wasn't going to allow this man to be put to death by these assassins. And so he sat down and he wrote a letter to the governor of the Jewish, the governor of the Roman nation in a place called Caesarea. And what he was intending to do was he was going to send Paul away to Caesarea, away out of Jerusalem. And that night when it was dark, the Bible tells us, now listen, with 200 soldiers to protect him, the Apostle Paul was taken out of the gate of the city of Jerusalem and on his way to Caesarea. There's an old saying that says this, boys and girls. It says, man proposes, but God disposes. Now, what does that mean? It means, well, man plans to do things, all kinds of different things. Man makes plans. Some plans, of course, are good. But when there are evil plans like that made, then God very often comes in and disposes them. He blows them away, you see. And they had made this great proposal that they were going to kill the Apostle Paul. But God knew that his servant wasn't going to be put to death just yet. And so he took him, protected him, and by night sent him away to the place of safety. There are some things that the Bible doesn't tell us, boys and girls. There are many things the Bible doesn't tell us. But if we're Christians, then one day, perhaps in heaven, where we'll be with the Lord for all eternity, perhaps then the Lord will tell us some of the things then that we don't know now. But I wonder how long those assassins, those men, didn't eat any food or drink any liquids, because they never did kill the Apostle Paul. I wonder what happened to them. So you remember, man proposes, but God disposes. Man makes many, many plans, but God can come and just blow those plans away. And that's what happened with Paul. And next time we'll see how he went to Caesarea and how he was just as faithful as the servant of God in Caesarea as he had been everywhere else. And then from Caesarea, eventually, he goes to the city of Rome.